Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
We
know that you can deliver us, that you can help us to overcome every situation that arises in our life. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you give us strength where we're weak and build us up when we're torn down. Help us to stand up, Lord, in the midst of our trials, strive and go forward in you, Lord. We know you're able to take us through, oh Lord. We're down here praying and waiting on you, looking unto you, Jesus, of our faith, the beginning and the end. No other help we can, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thou art a strong tower. In the name of Jesus, you said the righteous run into it, and they are faithful. We take you at the word today. And we know you're able, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus cover us. And let the Spirit of God be there. We pray, Lord, that you look on every soul, those that don't know you, and those that know you in the pardon of their sins. We pray that you give strength to the weak, heal them that are sick, oh Lord. Those who have been bereaved of their loved ones, we pray that you comfort them, Lord. Oh, my God, lead them and guide and show them which way to go. In the name of Jesus, lift the burdens of their heart. Help them, oh Lord, to get through this ordeal. Help them to look to you, oh Lord. We know you're able today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you work every situation out in our lives. You know what we're going through. You know all about it.
You know all about it.
We cannot be had to fly out of our transgressions. Give and help us, oh Lord. We want to be right. We want to be saved. We want to endure until the end. We don't want our running to be in vain, but we're running to win the prize. We are driving to go forward in you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us today, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bind every evil work and everything that is contrary to your will. Make us what you would have us to be. In the name of Jesus, mold us, oh Lord. Hold us in thine arms. Lead us on to victory, oh Lord. I know you're able. We pray that you look upon this broadcast. We pray that you will make those in the name of Jesus. And even if Jesus such as strengthen them, encourage their hearts, help them to go through, help them to look to you, and to be one too, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, help them, oh, Lord. We know you're able, oh Lord, you're able to fix every situation.
Yes.
Pray that you look on that son. Touch him, oh Lord.
Yes.
Oh my God, save him. We know you're able, Jesus. Help today, oh Lord. Save, Lord. Fill with the Holy Ghost. Let your blood cover this day, oh Lord. Oh my God, encourage their soul. Help them to seek your face and call upon your name. We pray that you heal them that are sick. Those who are hospitalized, have mercy on them, Lord. You know all about it. Those who were in that critical accident, have mercy on them, Lord.
Mercy.
Right now, heal their bodies. Bring them through their surgery. Help them, oh Lord, strengthen their body to overcome this surgery, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Jesus, look on your people everywhere. Those who are cast down, those who are disencouraged, those who are going through things, those, oh my God, that are weak in the faith.
Yes,
we pray that you give them strength and make their faith strong in the name of Jesus. Help us, oh Lord, to seek to do your will and to please you in every way. Find the works of the devil and cast out every confusion.
Yes,
God. Oh, Lord. We pray that you bind it today. Help Lord Jesus. Oh, my God, I pray that you will go with us, oh, Lord, and stand by us as we travel over the highway. We pray that you bless and keep us from all harm and keep us traveling over the highway. We pray that you will go with them, oh, Lord. Bless and keep them
Just tuning in, you are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Dr. Alameda is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland, and it's a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr., and our beloved late Southern District Overseer, Pastor Lewis Marshall, Sr., who was the pastor of Victory Temple, located in Jacksonville, Florida, along with his wife, Mother Janice Marshall. So at this time, I'm going to read our opening scripture, and it's taken from the 33rd number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 33rd number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, "Rejoice in the Lord, who is righteous. Your praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto him the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song, but skillfully with a loud voice. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as a heap. He layeth up the depths in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast." Thank God for his word. The 33rd number of Psalm, the first throughout the ninth verses. And again, thank you so much for tuning in to the Pastor Tina Hameen Show. Our broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763. Or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com / My King's Service, Title One School, and one is O-N-E. And if anyone would like to listen to any previous broadcast, you can go onto that website and click on the on-demand broadcast. And if you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry,
if you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, you can dial our guest number 978-990-5270, and that access code is 794-6408. And if you're looking to support other ministries, or you just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week, on Tuesdays and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Mark Maybell Edmund hosts the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Sheila Hameen. I'm on there too at 701-802-5175. And that, forgive me, we have a new number for that broadcast. And sorry about that. But also, if you, and I'll get that for you, but the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. and Wednesday evening prayers at 6 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street. And that is in Woodbury, New Jersey. And that's at 6 o'clock p.m. on Wednesdays. And also on Wednesdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbeth hosts the There Is Hope Ministry, and that dial the number is 603-580-9377, and that access code is 567-2574. And for the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission, Tuesday and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., you can dial 206-451-6096. And then you want to dial 945-218-0218. And then it'll prompt you for the access code, which is 584-1. And on Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Kristen Watson host the Power of Prayer Month at 978-990-5337. That access code is 346-9155. Bay Temple Church hosts Sunday evening services via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. That access code is 182-7631. Ministry 98 teams up with Evangelist Matt Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. And so Pastor Gary Calloway and his wife, Elder Sister Linda Calloway, are actually celebrating their 21st pastoral anniversary, and I actually have that information. So they are the pastors of Deliverance Temple Holiness Church of God in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And it'll be via teleconference on September the 17th at 7 o'clock p.m. Our speaker is Elder Jerry Bennett, who is the pastor of Grace Temple Church in Milesville, North Carolina. And that teleconference number is going to be the Christian Temple teleconference line, which is 508-924-2348. And again, that is September 17th, which is tomorrow, at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, the 60th Annual Convocation Revival of the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God is scheduled to be held October 3rd through the 9th at 10 o'clock. It's actually going to be in a hybrid setting. So the morning services Tuesday through Saturday will be held at 10 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. on Sunday mornings, and those will be in person. And the 7 o'clock services Tuesday through Sunday will be held teleconference via the Christian Temple teleconference line, which is 508-924-2348. And Monday is the musical, and that will be at 7 o'clock p.m. as well. And the address to the church for the morning services is 910 Shelton Avenue in Camden, New Jersey, 08105. And what a good pay to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list for Jeff and Jen Granitz, Edie Johansson, the Breathe Darius family, the Breathe Davis family, Stuart Harris, Mother Mary Brown, Brother Eric DeBose, Erica Hameen, Mr. Cleo Jones, Willamie and Wayne, Mr. Arnie and Mrs. Connie Brown, Alicia Charleston and family, Joseph Hall, the Barbara Watson Austin, the Breeze Briggs family, Deacon Alexandria Jones, Missionary Rebecca Ingram and her husband, Todd Johnson, Kenny Huff, the Breeze Huff family, Bishop Bird and his family, Missionary Gracie White and the Breeze White family, Sister Marcel Horsey and the Breeze Horsey family, Ed Edmund Sr., Steve Allen Sr., Evangelist Martha Colbreth and her mother, Gregory Smith, the Breeze Williams Edmund family, Tracy Curry, Carol Marcato, Steve Fields, the Parham family, Amore Nixon family, Marlene Almonte, Mother Janice Marshall, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, the Breeze Anderson family, Muhammad Hameen and family, Robin Mansay, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, all of the Breeze families, all those who are currently requesting prayer. And those I believe I said the Breeze Darius family and Breeze David family as well. But if everyone I remember the Roberta Darius passed away, and Evangelist David from True Holiness passed away, and we keep their families in our prayers. Amen. And those are all of the announcements I have at this time. If I miss the news, just rest assured that we never take your name off the prayer list. We are continually praying for you. So just be encouraged. And we know God is a healer and a comforter and a consoler. And we're praying for you. And at this time, though, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Mrs. Angus Newbell. If you're available to have words of encouragement and to introduce our speaker, God bless you, and just makes you able.
We thank God for all of our radio listeners. At this time, we just want to encourage you, because we know that you are going through different situations in life, and that's a part of life. But we can go on with the help of the Lord. So let us look to the Lord, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. He's able to teach us and to work every situation out in our favor. So we thank God. We just want you to be encouraged. And we want you to know, those who are on the prayer list, that we are yet praying for you, because we know that prayer works. Thank the Lord. And as we prepare our hearts to hear the word of God, let us listen attentively to the word of God as the woman of God, fearless Amin, comes forth to bring us the word of God. Praise the Lord. At this time, she will now come forth and give us the word of God. God bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. I give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. I'm thankful that the Lord has blessed us to assemble once again on this broadcast. And I just thank the Lord for everything that's been said and done, the prayer, the opening scripture, and those beautiful, encouraging words. I just thank the Lord for this opportunity. So at this time, let us put our minds on the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you for how you blessed us. And now, Lord, we come to you that you will feed our souls through your word. Oh, my God, speak unto us. Open our ears, open our hearts, that we may hear your voice when you speak and take heed to your word. We ask, Lord, that you will bless us tonight through your word. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's prepare to go to the word of God now. If you want to get your Bibles and read along, I'll be reading from the King James Version Bible. And I'll begin with Ephesians, the 5th chapter, verses 14 through 17, and St. Matthew, the 24th chapter, verses 1 through 14. Ephesians 5, 14 reads, "Wherefore he says, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, regaining the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." St. Matthew, the 24th chapter, verses 1 through 14. "And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to shew him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, Be ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nations shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then
shall the end come. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God. And tonight, the title of the message is Signs of the End of Time. And the theme is Endure Unto the End. I thank God for these passages of Scripture. I just thank God for what Evangelist May said. She mentioned how many people are dealing with many circumstances and going through so many different things, trials and tribulations, tragedies, struggles, loss, all kinds of things. People are experiencing these things now, and they are all part of the sign of the end of time. The time is coming to an end. It's fast approaching, and it is right now upon us. And as Jesus described in the 24th chapter of St. Matthew, he gave us what to look for. He explained these things had to happen, and it's all leading up to the end of time. And so if we take a look around, we can see clearly the signs are being displayed every day, all around us. And in Ephesians, the fifth chapter, is giving us the notion that we need to value our time. Here it says, wherefore he says, awake thou that sleepest. You who are procrastinating or in a state of zombiehood, it's time to awake out of that state.
Mm-hmm.
Get up off the do-nothing seat. In other words, you're walking around live in the flesh, but dead. Time to awake out of that sleep and arise from the state of being like you're dead, and Christ shall give you light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Circumspectly, careful to consider all circumstances and possible consequences. It's in a way that is careful and avoid risk, walking circumspectly, being as wise and not as fools, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Make good use of the time you have left, because we don't know the day or the hour when the end is going to come. We don't know when God is going to call us home from this earth. This is why it's important that we value the time that God has given us and not waste time just sitting around doing nothing, just sitting around procrastinating, putting things off, instead of going forward and doing what we can for the Lord, making sure that we understand what the will of the Lord is. Some people are justified or content,
yeah,
not knowing what the will of the Lord is, not even seeking God as Jesus encouraged us to do, to seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, of the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things, as far as what our needs are, they will be supplied by God. He will add these things to us. Don't be as fools or as those who seek after these things or seek worldly gain, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And he'll add everything that you ever need down here to sustain you in this life. Hallelujah. So we see the signs of the end of time. When time runs out, there is no extension of time. There is no grace period
for a time to be extended any further.
Mm-hmm.
We might can extend time in a business meeting when the time is called. Somebody might make a motion saying, I make a motion to extend time for a certain period of minutes or whatever the case may be. And everyone agree upon that, and the motion is carried. But in this sense, when time, the end of time comes, when it's announced that time will be no more, there is no extension. There's no second chance. There's no more time. If you're not right, there's no time to repent and get right. But we must be already prepared, ready, waiting for the coming of the Lord. We must endure unto the end. There's no time for putting anything off. Hallelujah. Just thinking that we have all kinds of time because we don't know when our last breath is going to be. Praise the Lord. If you don't know Jesus in the departing of your sinners, you don't know when your last breath is going to be. So don't take anything for granted and don't put anything off any further. Hallelujah. But come to Jesus. Ten of your sins, and be ready when the Lord calls your name. Glory to God. When the Lord requires your soul, be ready. There's no time to get ready once the end of time is here. That's why we have to endure unto the end. As the disciples approached Jesus, they wanted to show him the buildings of the temple. They just marveled things, and they wanted to point them out to Jesus. But Jesus began to point something out to them that was much more important than the buildings of the temple. He said, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. In other words, he's letting them know it doesn't matter how many years it took for them to build these buildings, for them to put these buildings up. And no matter how beautiful the buildings of the temple are, one day time has expired. Not one stone is going to be left upon another that shall not be thrown down.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Now, I believe when he said that, they knew immediately that he was referring to the end of time, end of the world. And therefore, being Jews, they sought a sign, and they began to ask Jesus to let them know when these things should be and what's going to be the sign of his coming and of the end of the world. So Jesus began to explain to them that they should not allow anyone to deceive them. And by this, he wanted them to be sure, glory to God, that they maintained the faith, that they continue in the faith and not be deceived by falsehood and all kinds of evil and corruption, not be deceived by these things, blinded by them. He said, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. This is already happening. Some people are being deceived, believing that some individual is Christ. They're making themselves out to be Christ, and people are deceived, and they believe these things. And the wars, the rumors of wars, Jesus comforted the disciples, saying, see, that you be not troubled, because all these things, they have to come to pass first, before the end, because that lets you know we're close, but it's not the end yet. The Lord is giving us more time. He's allowing us another chance. Hallelujah. We see that nations have risen up against nations, and more, there are wars, talk of wars, rumors of wars, kingdoms against kingdoms, famine, pestilence, earthquakes in diverse places. We see all of this happening, and this, as Jesus indicated, these are the beginning of sorrows. There are many sorrows in the world today. There are so many sorrows. Glory to God. But with Jesus, hallelujah, he gives us peace on the inside.
Yeah.
We don't have to be troubled. We don't have to worry. Glory to God. We don't have to fret. Well, praise be to God, because the Lord has given us peace that the world cannot give. Neither can the world take it away. Even in the midst of all these sorrows and all these things that are going on, we still have peace. Well, praise be to God, because of Jesus. And he wanted us to be comforted in knowing that he would never leave us, neither will he forsake us, but he will be with us even until the end of the world. Oh, praise be to God. The Lord began to say what things we have to endure down here. We will be delivered up to be afflicted. Some of us will be killed, hated by all nations for his name's sake, Jesus. The world is going to hate you.
Amen.
The world is going to afflict you, try to do everything to stop you for the sake of Jesus, for his name's sake. A whole lot of people are offended already and are betraying one another, hating one another. False prophets are everywhere, deceiving many. They're as much iniquity abounding today. And because of this iniquity, the love of many has already waxed cold. You can feel the coldness. Oh, my Lord. It's not like it used to be. Glory, hallelujah. The love and the warmth of brotherhood. It is not like it used to be.
Yeah.
And that's because iniquity is abounding.
Yes.
That love has waxed cold.
That's cool.
If we're not careful, our love could end up waxing cold. Hallelujah. But we must endure unto the end. And if we can endure, if we can hold on to our faith and not let go, if we can keep our trust in the Lord all the way, glory to God, we can be saved. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Though we may suffer many things, if we just keep on holding on, if we keep on enduring, we can be saved. As Jesus said in verse 13, but he that shall endure unto the end. Maybe you weren't perfect. You might have fallen along the way or gotten weak. But he that shall endure unto the end, pain shall be saved. He didn't say maybe, might, possibly, but he said shall be saved. So the importance of enduring is everything. It is our salvation. Glory to God. Don't give up. Don't walk away. Don't throw up hands. If you don't know what the will of God is, seek the Lord until you get an understanding. We must redeem the time, because the days are so evil. And we must not walk around in a daze. We must wake out of the sleep, arise from dead so that Christ can give us light and also give us understanding of what the will of the Lord is for our life. We have to know this for ourselves. How can you fulfill the purpose of God if you don't know what it is? If you're not aware of what God wants you to do, how can you do it? So this is why we have to seek first the kingdom of God and
yes, Lord.
Righteousness.
Amen.
We need to go before God and cry out to him, pray unto the Lord, and ask the Lord what is his will for our lives. And he will reveal it unto us. He will give us light. He'll light our path. He'll show us the way. He'll take us by the hand, and he'll lead us and guide us in the way we should go. Thank you, Jesus. So remember that the signs of the end of time, they're at hand. They're everywhere. Just look around. You'll see them. You'll recognize them from what the Word of God is saying. All of the things that Jesus mentioned, we're seeing these things and more to come. This is not all of it. This is not the end of it. These are the beginning of sorrows. We are in that part right now. Hallelujah. But one day, time is going to stop and never be again on this earth. It's going to all be over. And what manner of individual ought you to be when time is called? Hallelujah. Glory to God. When it's your last breath, when time has expired, what manner of individual will you be? Where will you be found? In God's will or out of God's will. You are the one who has to take the initiative. You are the one who is encouraged to fight for your own soul. You have to seek God for yourself. You have to believe God for yourself. Hallelujah. You have to look out for your own soul. Amen. Be concerned about your soul. Don't take anything for granted. Don't take anything lightly. But work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Praise God. I thank God for the Word of God. I hope you've gained something from this Word on tonight. And at this time, we're going to go to God in prayer and pray the prayer of faith. If there's anyone who doesn't know Jesus and desires to accept as your personal Savior, to receive him in your heart this night, we invite you to surrender unto him and to repent unto the Lord. Repent and ask God to forgive you for all of your sins, for everything wrong that you've done. And also, if there's anyone sick in their body and need a healing, you also, we're going to pray the prayer of faith. Just believe God and ask the Lord to heal your body. Hallelujah. If you're discouraged, if you're feeling like giving up, I encourage you to seek the Lord and ask the Lord to help you hold on. Help you not to give up. Glory, hallelujah. Whatever your desire is or petition that you have before God, we are praying for you also that God will grant this unto you. Hallelujah. All you have to do is just believe and take God at his word. So at this time, let us put our minds on the Lord, and let's go to God in prayer together. touching and agreeing on the same things in prayer. Even though we don't mention everything, we can still agree on the same things in prayer before God with our minds on the Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we humble our hearts and we come before you right now asking you, Lord, for forgiveness for all the sins and the wrongdoing, oh God, that we've committed. We ask, Lord, that you will blot out our transgressions, wash away our iniquities in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior, be merciful and look on that sinner who has repented in their heart, Lord, and asked for forgiveness. We pray, God, that you will touch their heart, that you will have compassion on them and save their souls. Oh, my God, fill them with the Holy Ghost and use them for your service. Reveal unto them what your will is for their lives and give them light in the name of Jesus. Take away the darkness, Lord. Bring them out of darkness into your marvelous light. Oh, glory to your name. Lord, we know you're able, and there's nothing too hard for you. There's no one too far gone that you cannot reach them. Oh, blessed Savior, have mercy tonight and save dying souls everywhere, all around the world. Lord, we come to you tonight on behalf of those who are sick in their bodies and desiring to be healed. Lord, touch and heal their bodies right now while we're praying this prayer. Oh, Lord God, we are touching and agreeing in prayer. Hallelujah. Because we know that you are God of your word.
Yes,
and Lord, you said where two or three are assembled together in your name. Hallelujah. Touching and agreeing on the same thing. You are in the midst.
Yes,
and we believe you right now, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to your name, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my Lord. Lay your hands on them right now, God. Touch, heal, and deliver in the name of Jesus. If any have committed sin, let their sin be forgiven and take them away, Lord. Make them whole, ever whole, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, look on those who are discouraged tonight, feeling despondent and sad. Oh, my God, lift their burden. Lord Jesus, cast all of their sins away in the name of Jesus. Lift that burden off of them, Lord, my God, and we know you're able to do everything. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Work it out for them, Lord. Fix it for them, Jesus. Encourage their hearts and help them to go on all the way in the name of Jesus. Have mercy tonight, Lord. Have mercy, oh God. We are asking you tonight, Lord, to look on the backslider.
Right.
Have
now.
Mercy, Lord, Jesus, and help them to return unto you. Help them to come back home, Lord Jesus. Help them to make it back home before it's too late. Oh, my Lord Jesus, have mercy. Have mercy. Please have mercy and restore their souls in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are asking you to look on those who are on the prayer list, one by one and name by name, and to look on them in a special way. Lord, bless them tonight with the blessing they stand in need of. Oh, God, command the blessing to overtake them in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember the bereaved families, Lord. We are praying for comfort and for consolation. Oh, Lord God, the pain, the hurt. Only you, Lord, only you can get them through this difficult time. We're asking you to be close to them, Lord. Oh, God, let your holy angels be encamped about them and help them, Lord God, while they're going in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we ask that you will continue to bless this broadcast, to bless everyone who's tuned in to the broadcast, Lord, with a special blessing. Oh, God, be merciful and have your way. Let your holy will be done. Lord, we thank you right now for your touch. We thank you for the moving of your spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, for the outpouring of your spirit, Lord Jesus, for hearing our prayer so many times, oh God. We thank you for stopping by to see about it. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for all your goodness and mercy,
yes, Lord God.
Lord, though we don't deserve it, Lord. We just thank you tonight for everything you've done.
Thank you for everything.
And now, Lord, we ask you to be with us throughout the course of the evening. Let your presence remain with us at all times. In the name of Jesus, we believe it, oh my God, and we count it as done. Hallelujah. And we thank you. Glory to your name. Thank you, Jesus. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This broadcast is back into the hands of your host.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen and also for that anointed prayer. And she was talking about the signs of the end of the end of time and telling us to endure until the end. And the signs, they are in full swing now, it seems. You know, we see the wars. We hear the rumor that wars are going to start. You know, nation is against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There's in the land. False prophets, they're rising up, but time is winding up. And she said sometimes, you know, down here we can extend time in certain situations, but when time ends, when it ends, there won't be any extension. Sometimes if you're playing a game, basketball, and if it's a tie, it'll go into overtime. Like she said, if you're in a meeting and somebody extends time, it can be done. But when time is no more, that's it. So we have to be ready, and we have to endure until the end, because we don't have much more time, and we might not even, I sometimes it seems like people are like, well, Jesus is not coming back yet, but that doesn't mean that it's not your time. You could die before Jesus comes back. Any one of us can die. We can die tonight, tomorrow. It could happen any time. We have to be ready for when time stops for us. This was a very good message. And I want to give Maybell and any other clergy that might be on the line an opportunity to have remarks if they so desire. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Very timely message. Anointed message from the Lord. Because these are the times that we are living in. Excuse me. Praise the Lord. I tell you, this is enough to stir your soul and cause you to get in a hurry for your life. Glory to God. If you don't know Jesus, I tell you, you should get to know him. This is the time. Today is the day of salvation. Don't let it pass you by, but get in a hurry and run for your life. We don't know the day nor the hour when the Son of Man cometh. But glory to God, we must be ready, got to be ready, or else we will be left behind. There will be no time for getting ready, but we have to be ready. And I just thank God for this beautiful message coming to Evangelist Hameen. I really enjoyed the word of God, and I'm praying that the Lord will continue to bless this broadcast and continue to bless you to even bring the word of God. So all of our listeners, we thank you once again for tuning in, and we just want to encourage you once again to continue to look to the Lord and take the Lord as your guide and the word of God. He will direct your path. God bless you. Thank the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Thank God for those beautiful remarks coming through her. And I just wanted to give information for Roberta Darius' service. It's going to be held Saturday, September 24th, at 10 o'clock a.m. It's going to be at Dorian Boyd Legacy Hall, 1801 Patton Avenue, Camden, New Jersey. Amen. So pray for the family. And soon, if there are no more remarks, and I'm going to turn the broadcast back over to the hands of Evangelist Cummings. God bless you, Evangelist Cummings.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for beautiful remarks coming through both of you. And we just thank God for the encouragement. And we thank God once again for all of our listeners who so faithfully tune in and support us and continue to pray for us. We thank God for all of you. We just thank the Lord for blessing us to have this broadcast. And it has truly been a blessing to me. And I pray that it's also been a blessing to you. Amen. Praise God. We just thank the Lord for all things. And we do ask that you'll continue to keep everyone who you've heard names called. Keep the families and all of us. Let us pray one for another. Let's continue to lift those names up before the Lord in prayer. Amen. And I believe that is all we have. It's names. And if you have anything in addition to add?
Not at this time.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So we are.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I apologize. But I believe that there's going to be a friends and family service. Evangelist, were you going to say that? I'm sorry.
The 20th. Yes, we are expecting to have a friends and family day September the 24th. We don't have the time yet, but we will get back to you as soon as possible. But it is scheduled for the 24th, which is next Saturday, if it's the Lord's will. Mm-hmm. It will be at Gospel Truth Prayer Mission, and that's 18 East Center Street, that's in Woodbury, New Jersey, and the zip code 096 is the Lord that lets you. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission. And you can certainly come on out and be blessed. Yeah, I know every time I've gone there, the Lord has showered me with great blessings. Hallelujah. So step in the door and let the showers of the Lord come down on you. Yeah.
You won't regret it. You are going to just hurry up and come on back.
Amen.
Amen. I thank the Lord for blessing the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission. It's a great blessing indeed. You can come on out and be blessed. Praise the Lord. We are. Thank God. It looks like there's going to be quite a few things coming up all of a sudden now up in New Jersey. So, there'll be quite a few trips, if the Lord will. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
So, if that be all, thank God for you once again. And we look forward to you tuning in with us at our next broadcast, which will be on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m., if it's the Lord's will. And until then, let us pay close attention to the signs of the end of time, and what you have, hold on to it and endure until the end.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for this broadcast tonight. And I do believe we can update on our announcements as far as the Friends and Family Day. We believe the time has been set, but this was a rebroadcast tonight, so we can give you the time. Evangelist Khadija, are you on to tell us what that time is?
I am on, but I don't know what the time is.
I believe I was told it's at 1 p.m. It's 1 o'clock p.m. on tomorrow,
okay.
September 24th, at the Gospel Truth broadcast. And I believe also if you would give the information about the Celebration of Life service that's for Sister Roberta.
Yes. So that is also tomorrow, September the 24th, and I believe that the service is going to be held at 10 o'clock a.m. I believe I said it also in the other announcements, but it's the Doreen Boyd Legacy Hall, 1801 Haddon Avenue in Camden, New Jersey, at 10 a.m., if it's the Lord's will, on tomorrow morning.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We do thank God for the broadcast tonight and for you and for your patience. And we did have a few glitches, and we apologize for the technical difficulties. But again, we thank God for all of you and for your prayers. And this concludes the broadcast for this evening. May God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Good night.